All right, welcome. I hope you're excited because today we're going to cover the roadmap to making 1 million. Okay, so we're going to break it down together, how to make a million, how to become free, and how to actually make money. Now, a quick story about my personal journey. So myself, I went from relying on my parents financially, like they were sending me money every month to study. I was relying on them every single month. I went from being a broke student and being in debt as well at some point, working 9 to 5s, not having a business, rarely traveling, a few girls, to actually making well over 7 figures in business, being my own boss, having some fuck you money, being able to travel when I want, enjoying female company, and just living a life of freedom overall. Okay, so let's dive in and we're gonna break it down together. So first of all, back when I was studying, I had okay grades. I was actually studying in one of the best universities in Canada called McGill, and it was okay. I had like enough good grades to be able to pass every single year, pass the exams, etc. But I was learning a lot more from books and online courses, to be honest. Like I spent my entire tuition just learning about how to make money online from mentors, courses, etc. And I was stressed out at that time of my life when I was a student. I was really stressed out because I could barely afford rent. Like my parents would send me exactly enough money just to afford rent and some food, nothing extravagant. And I was investing in all these courses and all these mentors. So I was literally maxing out my credit card almost every single month to invest in courses, coaches, etc. Because I wanted to learn e-commerce initially. And so I started reading a lot of books. I read well over 300 books by now, easily 300 books. And I read about a book a week now through Audible and through my Kindle and through also I have some PDFs on my computer. So I go through a lot of books. Now, if you're starting out in business, the best books I would recommend are those. I would recommend The Psychology of Influence and Persuasion by Robert Cialdini. I would recommend The Millionaire Fastlane by MJ DeMarco. I would also recommend The E-Myth Revisited. That's a really great book about how to actually work, on your business instead of in your business and really free yourself from your business and delegate and all of that. Then you have the books by Alex Hormozi, $100 Million Offers, $100 Million Leads. Those are great books about sales and marketing. And then you have Fanatical Prospecting by Jed Blount. Start with these books if you're just starting out. And then if you need more books, I'll drop a list in one of my communities on School. Now, when it comes to my story, I started my first business in e-commerce when I was 18 years old. I was actually a student my first year. I graduated from high school when I was 17. And then my first year in college, that's when I started my first business in e-commerce. Now I lost a bunch of money, made a bunch of money. One day I remember, like, that was a screenshot that I did. One day I did 2K in one day, and that was a huge milestone. I was like, still, like, I was 18, 19. And the brand was called Limotti.com. I mean, Limotti. I wanted to sound Italian. So, Limotti.com, that was my first brand. Now it doesn't exist anymore. And then I did a watch brand called Don Padron, where I was selling watches, etc. I was shipping them all over the world. And then I started Higher Self Circle while I was also, studying in my last year of college. But yeah, now, fast forward today, I've spent the past, almost 7 years now helping entrepreneurs and professionals from all over the world to live their dream dating life and making more money through Higher Self Circle. And as you can see, the logo has also evolved. Before it was the Vitruvian Man by Leonardo da Vinci, and now it's this logo that's a bit more modern. And I'm also the founder of Meetworth. It's a mobile app for entrepreneurs. It allows entrepreneurs from all over the world to network instantly with one another. You can go to meetworth.com if you want more info. So now let's dive into the content and let's cover why you actually need to aim to become a millionaire, either make a million per year or have at least $1 million in cash in the bank account at all times. The first reason why is because you want to have your own place and you want to decide where you live. You don't want to live at your mom's basement or at your mom's house or be living somewhere that you don't like. You know, if you live in a shitty city, then move. You know, if you live in a shitty apartment, then move. But you can't move if you don't have money and if you don't make your own income. And, you know, when it comes to movement and freedom, money allows you to travel as well, to look after your loved ones, to look after your parents, to help more people, to treat women on dates without worrying about money. If you go to a nice restaurant or a nice bar with a girl, you don't care about spending $50, $100. And also, to buy back your time and free yourself and not having to work a job you hate for the rest of your life. Now, let's break it down. How to make $1 million? Well, if you want to make $1 million a year, for example, you're going to need to make around $80,000 per month, around $20,000 per week, and around $2,000, $3,000 per day. Now, obviously, you don't need to make money every day. Some days you can make zero, and some days you can make $10,000, $15,000. It depends. You know, there's different cycles in business. Now, a lot of people would think that it's impossible to make $2,000, $3,000 per day. But if you break it down, it's actually more feasible than you think. For example, if you sell 137 products a day at $20, well, that's around $3,000 a day. If you sell 55 products a day at $50, well, that's around $3,000 a day. And the higher the price, the less products you need to sell. If you sell two products at $1,400 a day, then you only need two sales to make enough money per day to become a millionaire or to make $1 million per year. So as I said, the higher ticket the product, the less people you need to help. So if you sell 200 people a year at $5,000, that can sound super crazy right now, selling people like a $5,000 product. But if you have a good offer, then it's 100% manageable. And if you sell, let's say, 333 people at $3,000 a year, now that's also $1 million. And if you sell 500 people at $2,000, now that's $1 million a year. So I recommend going high ticket if you're starting out because, you know, I've been in e-commerce before. I was selling drop shipping products. Those were cheap products that I was selling from Alibaba. And the margins are super low. First, you have the cost of the ads, you have the cost of the products, you have a lot of things, and the margins are super slim. So e-commerce, personally, that wasn't the best business for me. I found a high-ticket business to be a lot better. Now, the first step to becoming the type of person who makes $1 million a year or who has a successful business is to invest in yourself first and to learn high-income skills. In the beginning, this is the biggest return on investment you will get. That's investing in yourself. Invest in the best gym in town. Invest in the best courses. Invest in the best mentors, the best mastermind groups. This is the fastest way to get to the top. You're not going to reinvent the wheel by yourself. And even if you did, it would take you too much time. You need new information, new guidance. You need accountability. And you need to surround yourself with the right people. People always say your network is your net worth. That's absolutely true. Now, myself, I've also invested in plenty of mentors over the years, and that truly helped me to level up my game when it comes to business, dating, fitness. So I took plenty of mentors, like mentors for business, mentors for dating, mentors for fitness, in all areas to really level up. I went to also plenty of seminars. I went to the Tony Robbins seminars. I went to spiritual seminars, fitness seminars. One of my mentors as well when it comes to business is Sam Ovens. He's actually the founder of School. That's the platform where I host my communities right now. And he had a program back in the day called Consulting Accelerator, which was honestly one of the best programs I've taken when it comes to business. And then I had a sales mentor, Daniel G. So this guy, if you don't see, he has 2.3 million followers now on Instagram. Back in the day, when I knew him, when I took this picture with him in Montreal, this was in Montreal, Canada, literally almost 7 years ago. When I took this picture with him, he has like maybe 40,000 followers. And now he has 2 million. 2 million. That's crazy. And yeah, that's one of my mentors as well when it comes to sales. I was in his mastermind. I got trained by him. And yeah, we even took a picture together after the trainings. And so I took a lot of mentors, even for dating. I mean, I'm not going to reveal my mentor's name when it comes to dating, but I had plenty of dating mentors as well. Now, if I had to start from zero, okay, if I had to start literally from scratch, here's what I would personally do, okay? What I would do is I would start learning sales and online marketing as soon as possible. Online sales, online marketing. Now, either you would get an online sales job or you would build your own offer. So if you already have a skill that you can monetize, then you can build your own offer around that. So for example, if you know how to run Facebook ads and you're able to get a lot of ROI for yourself, then you can teach people how to do the same. Or if you know how to, you know, train the right way at the gym and you've had a lot of results training and building your body, then you can teach people how to do the same, how to either gain muscle, lose fat, whatever, right? So either you work in online sales because that's the highest potential earning, the highest earning potential for yourself, I think, if you work online, like online sales. But that's kind of a job at the same time, because you're kind of working for a company as well, but you can do it in a way where it's commission-based, so you have your own independence as well. But I'd work in sales 100% because you need to, if you want to make a lot of money, you're not going to make a lot of money in a job most of the time, okay? You're going to make a lot of money selling a product, selling something. And so I'd work for an online ticket coach to get some experience. I would apply to plenty of online sales jobs a day, maybe 10, 20, 30 a day, until I get taken into an online high ticket sales job. And then I would sell and I would polish my sales skills, because the more, the better you can get at sales, the better your life will become. Even with women, it's going to help you. You know, sales is super, super important. And so I would work in sales, or I would build my own offer and sell it, right? And then I would try to stack at least 50 to 100 grand in 6 to 12 months. And I would try to spend as little as possible. And I would focus on my fitness at the same time and have a really disciplined routine. Because it all works together in combination. Like, you can't be making money if you don't have the right mindset, the right routine, if you don't feel good in your own skin. So you have to invest in your fitness, in your health as well, okay? Both come together. Now, as soon as I make, let's say, 50 to 100 grand online and I validate my offer and I start making money, then I would move to a tax-efficient country or a tax-efficient zone. So at first, I was living in Canada while I was studying, but it's definitely not a good place to live in for taxes. I would definitely not recommend going to Canada for business. Then, after Canada, I moved to Paris to finish my degree. And I had a few advantages because in France, when you start your business, they give you a lot of aids and they help you, and they you have like a very low tax bracket if you're starting out. But then as soon as you make more money, then it's fucked up. And so then what I did is, after Paris, during the pandemic, actually, I decided to move to Estonia because that's one of the only countries in the EU where you have such an easy way of opening your business. You can literally open your business in one day. You have very low taxes and it's very safe. The girls are great. So Estonia is great. Estonia has been great for me. I would also recommend Dubai if you have a bit more money. It's a bit more costly. Or Romania or Lithuania, those type of countries in Europe. Either the Baltic countries or Eastern European countries in Europe. Estonia is great. I know Romania also is incredible. And then if you want to move somewhere else, I would recommend either Dubai or Southeast Asia, like Thailand. Thailand is super cheap. You can also take a bunch of content for your social media. It's going to help you with your personal brand. So Thailand could be great as well, or Bali. And speaking of personal brand, what I would do if I started from scratch is I would, as soon as possible, document everything in a personal brand. and actually the offer that you're going to be building. Because even if you want a sales job, okay, people are going to look at your social media. They're going to look at your social media because Instagram, as I said before, it's kind of your online CV nowadays. It's your resume, it's your business card. And so people are going to look at your personal brand. They're going to look at your Instagram. And so whether you want to work in an online sales job or you want to build your own offer, you need to build a personal brand anyway. That's why I teach Instagram even for dating. Instagram is the best platform to grow your personal brand, get dates, network with other guys, and showcase your lifestyle. And so grow your personal brand both on Instagram and, if possible, YouTube, TikTok. Document as much as you can and create an offer. Once you start making money and you start getting a bit of traction with your personal brand, then create an offer either in the business space, dating space, fitness space. As you know, myself, I went the dating route because I was getting a lot of results with that. And then create a community and start getting clients with your personal brand as well. And then what I would do is I would take all the profits from the personal brand and from the offer I'm selling, and I would hire more team members, more appointment setters, more people who would give me more reach and eyeballs, and I would also invest in ads to scale. And then I would try to dominate social media with mass content, like really try to post as consistently as possible. And that's what I would do. This is the road to making $1 million, really, nowadays. I mean, if you want to make $1 million, this is the best route. Like, invest in yourself, invest in mentors, learn a high income skill. Then, you know, you want to get a job in sales. If you don't want to build your business yet, you get a job in sales because it's high commission and you're going to learn a very valuable skill, which is going to help you with your future business if you want to open a business later. Otherwise, if you don't want to work in an online sales job and you already have some testimonials or you already have some receipts for yourself, then you can build your own offer around something that you've mastered yourself. And you would sell that offer to people. And you have to grow your personal brand to be able to have the legitimacy to sell these things. Because if you don't have any personal brand, you don't have any videos, you don't have any content, then it's going to be very, very hard to sell people to your offer. You need to have a brand and grow it, create a community, build assets, give things away for free. That way people will trust you and people will want to work with you even more. So grow your personal brand, learn high income skills, sell an offer. Ideally, you sell an offer that's high ticket because you'll need to sell less people to that offer. And it's easier to sell two people a month at $3,000 than selling like 400 people at, you know, $150. It's easier to sell to less people in the beginning. Okay, so I would recommend going the high ticket route if you sell something in the beginning. Now, if you'd like to learn the proper systems when it comes to dating, and you also want to learn how to make more money, how to travel the world, how to, you know, network with the right people, like everything, because it's a whole. It's really a whole. Like, obviously, dating, that's one aspect, but we also talk about business. We also talk about health. We also talk about all these things because it's really a whole. You need to become full stack. And in my dating systems community, that's what we cover. So I recommend joining the free community on School. There's over 15 plus hours of content. And inside, you'll be able to learn some cutting-edge dating practices, some very nuanced lifestyle systems, and really network with like-minded guys all over the world. So click the link in the description if you want to join us. It's completely free. And then obviously, if you're serious about leveling up faster, I also have a premium community where you can access all my premium content, my dating accelerator course, my, you know, business mastermind, my community, everything. You also get a weekly call every single week where you can ask all your questions. Check out the links in the description. You can also apply to get a one-on-one call so that we can talk about your situation and we can discuss your goals. And then I can show you exactly how to bridge the gap and really work out a game plan together to get you to your goals as soon as possible. So anyways, if you enjoyed the content, then don't forget to subscribe. You can leave a comment, leave a review, whatever, if you're on the podcast. And I'll see you guys soon. Don't hesitate to DM me if you have a question and make sure you join the community. It's completely free. And if you want to join premium, then you're definitely not going to regret it as well. So see you on the next video. And by the way, if you have topics you want me to talk about in the future, you can comment it on the video as well. I read all my comments, so don't hesitate to leave a comment if you have some feedback or you want me to record a video on a specific topic in the future.